Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Just before we get started, there's about 6 minutes of pure silent, but not silent, bird song to start this podcast. If you don't want to relax and chill out to 6 minutes of nothingness, fast forward. Here we go.
It's a beautiful morning. Birds singing.
9:45 in the evening. Saturday, April the 4th, 2020. I'm in the garden. It's incredibly beautiful tonight. The sky is just lit up with thousands of stars. The moon is lighting everything up. I can see the glow on the top of my shed. And the village is peaceful. Everything is still incredibly surreal. Every day resembles the last. And you watch the news and listen to the news, listen to the podcasts. And there doesn't seem to be an end to it. It's worrying. But I look at my house and I think that right there is the castle walls. You know, I have to do everything I can to protect my family. Rightly or wrongly, when initial reports were coming out that the death toll, however sad and incredibly upsetting, mostly resembled people with underlying conditions, was almost, I'll say that in brackets, almost reassuring. But now it doesn't seem that that trend is continuing. We are all vulnerable. So whatever you're doing, stay safe. Do everything you can to stay safe. And just because you're not displaying any symptoms or any member of your family is displaying any symptoms doesn't mean you take for granted what is being asked of you by the government, and not just the government, by me, by my family, by my neighbour's family, by my mum, who's 85 and vulnerable, suffering from COPD. So when you go out thinking, I'm fine, and you meet that guy in the town, oh, I haven't seen you in ages, how you doing, you're all right, you shake his hand. And he goes to work the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And all along he's spreading a virus. And he delivers my mum's oxygen supplies. You see where I'm going with this, don't you? Please stay safe. Have a good evening.
Well, thank you very much for putting up with me for the last episode. There will be more where that came from. When, I don't know. As I said, no structure. I know, I must try harder. I'm sure as time goes on, I certainly will do that. So for now, thanks so much for taking the time to listen. And get in touch by all means. I am at HighKeyLee on Twitter. By all means, drop me a message on there. And yeah, let's catch up. But for now, stay safe. Keep you and your family safe. And keep doing as you're told. Let's try and get through this together. Thanks so much.